NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is dealing with the controversy over a tweet from Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey that supported the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Morey's tweet was deleted after sparking outrage in mainland China, where the NBA is extremely popular. Morey then wrote that he didn't intend to cause offense. That sparked outrage in the U.S. because it appeared he was being censored. Here's Adam Silver speaking today in Japan.
We are not apologizing for Daryl exercising his freedom of expression. I regret, again, having communicated directly with many friends in China, that so many people are upset, including millions and millions of our fans.
Silver spoke after China's state broadcaster canceled plans to show some preseason games this week. Let's bring in Mike Pesca, host of the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com and Here Now sports analyst. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So Silver is in Tokyo today for this preseason game between the Rockets and the NBA championship winners, the Toronto Raptors. The NBA clearly in a very tough spot here, though, with China. What do you make of what Silver is saying in the needle he's trying to thread?
What he's saying today is a little different from what he said yesterday and the statement, or I should say statements, he put out yesterday. So yesterday, the NBA issued an official statement that had language including, "We recognize that Daryl Morey's views have deeply offended many in China, which is regrettable." So sort of passive in its construction. But when translated, and the New York Times did a translation and other media sites, even Google Translate, had this translation, "We're extremely disappointed in Morey's inappropriate statement." So flat out calling it inappropriate. No doubt he severely hurt the feelings of fans. So with that said, and it was based on not only that statement, but Silver's initial castigation of Daryl Morey's tweets, I, among others, said this is the most shameful episode in Silver's entire career. I can't believe that they're not backing an employee who said, or employee of a team who said, a pretty de minimis statement in terms of the protesters in Hong Kong, who are obviously on the side of democracy as opposed to the side of repression. And then to bring it up to today, I do think he has walked it back a bit, or at least walked back the tone, and the emphasis is today is, even if we're going to take some flack on this, we're standing with Morey. And that wasn't clear in the past day's statements.
Well, they're in a very unusual position because, of course, it would be totally appropriate in the United States for an American to say we stand with the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. But the NBA, unlike so many other businesses, actually has a lot of business in China, hundreds of millions of viewers.
Well, it's not that unusual given China's international tentacles, given the fact that China is a market of 1.4 billion people, where all major multinational corporations want to get into.
And China, want to get into, but the NBA is actually there.
They're there. But, you know, Marriott's there, and Marriott, a low-level employee, favorited a pro-Tibet tweet, and China put pressure on them to fire that employee. Delta had a map that showed the boundaries of Macau and Tibet, and China says they shouldn't have boundaries. They're a part of China, and made Delta change the map. So China has sensitivities that an American, because we do live in the very society of free speech, can't even quite fathom as to how repressive they are. And I'm sure when Daryl Morey put the tweet, if someone asked him, "Do you think China will like it?" he would say, "No, but what's it really matter?" Well, to China, it matters a lot. And to get, and to give you the bottom line on how much the NBA is into China, $1.5 trillion was what one streaming service paid for the 5-year rights to NBA games. NBA China, which is the branded entity arm of the NBA, is said to be worth $4 billion, according to an NBA source. So you are right. They are way into China, and there's a lot of money on the line.
Well, we'll keep following this story because it seems to develop by the day. Mike Pesca, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.